U.S. birth rate falls to all-time low. By Hannah Knudsen on April 26, 2024. The U.S. birth rate has dropped to an all-time low. According to data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The report, via the National Center for Health Statistics births, provisional data for 2023, presents data on births in the last year and shows the birth rate descending to record low levels. Per the data, the provisional number of births for the United States was 3,591,328 in 2023, down 2% from the year prior. In 2022, that figure stood at 3,667,758, a difference of 76,430 births. This trend has been consistent over the years, however. The number of births declined by an average of 2% per year from 2015 to 2020, including a decline of 4% from 2019 to 2020, rose 1% from 2020 to 2021, and was essentially unchanged from 2021 to 2022, according to the results. The data provided the decline in the provisional number of births for different races as well, showing a 5% decline for Indian and Alaska Native women, a 4% decline for Black women, a 3% decline for white women, and a 2% decline for Asian women. Births rose 1% for Hispanic women and were essentially unchanged for Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander women, the data found. Overall, the data found the general fertility rate dropped 3% from 2022 to 2023, going from 56 births per thousand women aged 15 to 44 to 54.4 per thousand. Further, the fertility rate for women 20 to 24 dropped 4% over the last year, 3% for those 25 to 29, 2% for those 30 to 34, and 1% for women 35 to 39. The news coincides with Pew Research Center analysis of U.S. Census Bureau data analyzed in 2023, which found that a quarter of 40-year-olds in the U.S. had never been married as of 2021. In comparison, in 1980, only 6% of 40-year-olds could say the same. Bumble's annual dating report released late 2023 also found that women are no longer focused on adhering to traditional relationship timelines and milestones, with only 1 in 5 actively seeking out marriage, the cornerstone of starting a family, as a goal. Further, Pew Research Center also found that more than half of young adults 18 to 29 view open marriages as acceptable.